Hi, I'm Mallory Campbell, certified master coach, here to show women how to become the fully activated, sovereign, quantum queens of their own life. And welcome to my podcast, Permission to Activate. On this show, you'll learn how to reclaim your true identity, shed the self-limiting beliefs standing in your way, do the work, and step into becoming a fully embodied woman changing the world. It starts with giving yourself permission. Permission to be imperfect, to own your brilliance, to not have all the answers, to be more than a wife or a mom, to let go of negative energy and sometimes people, to shine more brightly, all to support you activating into who you truly are. Are you ready to paint your vision for an authentic life on your terms and finally fully embody it? You have permission. Let's activate. Welcome back to the Permission to Activate podcast. Another solo episode today, and I'm so excited to dive in. This week's episode is coming right off of our Quantum Embodied Woman Challenge that we just ran last week. And let me tell you, this challenge was incredible. We had over 60 women sign up for the challenge, and it was amazing to be able to connect and witness, and like for these women to show up live or catch these recordings, like it really speaks volume to the type of women who are really committed to their growth and expansion, even when it comes to doing something like maybe out of the ordinary for them, because a lot of us in this world have been operating really heavily on the overcommitted, overstructured, very rigid schedules. And I speak from experience here, especially in the last 3 to 4 years, I've really been able to integrate more of a softer, more flow into my life. However, that's still not to say I'm not getting shit done, because I absolutely am. But a lot of the things that I went over in this training, like when I was creating this training and after I was getting everything together, I'm like, holy crap, this is like some of the best content that I've ever brought. And it was free for last week. However, if you didn't jump in and grab a free spot, you can still claim all 3 days. We went for an hour live, so you're going to get all the recordings 3 hours live. You can watch them self-paced. You get them for as long as you want to have them to come back and watch. You can grab that for $111, which is insane, because this is almost like valued at $1,000 just for these 3 videos. It's wild. So if you want to go ahead and grab that, just head over to my Instagram. You can DM me Quantum. I'll send you the link for it. It's also in my drop-down bio. It's going to be everywhere. My website is like getting close to being finished, so I'm so excited to be able to direct you guys over there. That's going to be a whole moment, which I'm super excited for. But this challenge was just next level. It truly was. And I wanted to jump in and talk today about day 3. We really went over. So you're going to get like a little sneak peek in what we talked about. And the last couple episodes, I really dove into the outline and structure and what I'm really going to be covering, but that didn't really do it justice. I will just say, like, it didn't really do it justice, because to be able to be live in community with other women who are sharing and communicating in the chat, to really see a level of vulnerability and openness, because it takes a lot. Like, I shared in there, one of my core wounds, and I think I may have shared this on a previous episode, is like the fear of looking stupid or being judged, or like I think I said this 2 weeks ago, I was never the person to like raise a hand in class because I didn't want to look dumb, to be honest. And I've done a lot of work around that, but to be able to witness so many women jump on live and just vulnerably share, because the space is so safe, like it's really a safe closed container that you're able to share things with other women. And it's so powerful to see yourself mirrored in another woman when you're sharing, like, here's really what I'm going through. Here's some of the actual thought loops that I have, right? Not just some of the quote unquote limiting beliefs that are kind of just broad, and I don't want to say basic because they are all like very close and sacred to us. However, some of the more in-depth things that it's like, yeah, I'm really working through this season of life, and to be able to see the support and like I see you within myself, that really catapults growth to an entirely new level, because now you're getting really like open and raw on a personal level with you. And then being able to be witnessed in that space is like so healing. One of the most healing things, at least for myself, is just being able to be witnessed and my feelings are validated. And like, you're not alone in this, because sometimes in this world of personal growth, if you're listening to this episode, you're a seeker, like you're chasing goals and visions and you're doing all the things and finding the modalities and like really working through your healing journey. And sometimes it can feel really isolating. And not even just if you're an entrepreneur, but even more so if you're also creating and building a business, but on this growth trajectory, even on your own personal healing journey, it can feel like sometimes you are the only one going through these things. And there is no more like sigh of relief almost when you sit in a circle of women and you're like, yeah, I'm going through that same exact thing, or I went through that same thing 2 years ago or 5 years ago, or I've been in that season of life, and you're really able to openly put it all on the table and work with each other to grow. And that's really part of this episode, is creating a safe sisterhood. And for me, that was a very unsafe thing for a really long time. Like, I had female friends and I, you know, lots of friends growing up in high school and whatnot, but really being able to have an open conversation, not worried about what somebody's going to say. Like, I can just come as I am, and there is no apology for like, oh, my house is a mess, or oh, I look this way, or oh, this thing's going on. It's like, I'm going to come as I am. And that is enough, exactly how it is. And finding those relationships has been one of the most healing things in my own life, to be able to step more into my power as a woman. Like, holy cow. And I've been able to witness this in other women in retreat settings, even in my 90-minute in-person workshops that I do, just being able to come and let your guard down and receive. Because part of really being in that feminine energy is being able to receive. It comes all the way down to struggling to take a compliment, or if somebody says like, hey, you're doing really well in your business, or I love watching you grow, and you're like, oh yeah, but it's like, I can't even, or I got this thing on sale. It's like, really working that muscle to be able to receive is completely foreign to so many of us. And that's a big thing that we work through, that I've had to work through. I help my kids work through it, right? Like, be able to make eye contact and fully be able to stand in your power and be able to receive something as simple as, oh girl, I love your shoes, right? It doesn't always have to be met with like, oh, I got these on sale, or they're so old and I love your shoes too. Like, of course you can compliment somebody else, but this is really working the muscle to be able to stand in your power and fully receive when someone is giving you praise or grace or whatever it may be, because that you're able to use those tools and then thrive in all seasons of your life. It's super powerful. And being in these types of groups, in these types of settings, it's a completely different type of support where, just like I said, you're able to put all the cards down and be yourself. You're getting different perspectives from different people. This can create some resistance, however. So maybe you're listening to this and you're like, oh shit, that's like creating an internal feeling that I don't really know what to do with this feeling. Like, the thought of being myself around another woman is really scary, and there might be like some energetic walls that are going to pop up. So anytime through this episode, it's a beautiful invitation to really sit with yourself and think like, ooh, is that striking a chord within? Because when I think of collaborating or sitting in sisterhood with other women, does that create a sense of comparison or dis-ease or competitiveness? And for me, for a long time, it struck all those chords. And I was like, I don't want to be a part of not nothing, because I just don't want to, right? It was creating resistance and I didn't know where it was coming from. And in society, we've been conditioned, for many of us, to always look for like the comparison, or this is better, or she's doing this thing online and why am I not as good as she is? And why is she growing her business over here and I'm only over here doing this thing? And like, we've been conditioned by social media and society that we can look at these things and that's just how it is, right? But we're really the generation of change makers, is how I see us. I'm 36 years old. I'm in my 30s, right? And no matter how old you are, if you're listening to this podcast or podcasts of this genre, I believe that you're one of the change makers. You are breaking the generational curses and traumas and like all of those things. We're breaking it. We're breaking the walls down. And to be able to look at another female friendship as support and not competition and not feeling like you have to like measure up or one up somebody else, that's when you can really start collaborating. That's when a whole new level of growth start to happen. Because when you really look at a lot of women out there doing big things, and now I don't know the inner workings of these women, but you see so many beautiful collaborations because these women are doing their work and they know there's enough room for everybody. Like there is enough room for everybody. Maybe you're a photographer, right? And there is a bajillion photographers in your area. I don't know. And you can either look at that as like, ooh, that's going to create a lot of resistance. I need to like, you know, have that competitive nature. Or you can create a softness within and do a lot of your own inner work and notice when those resistance is coming up that might be striking a chord with you and really getting curious around that, asking yourself better questions instead of just shutting it down and like, that ain't for me. There's a whole other side of this world that is all about collaboration and support and lifting each other up, and that there really is room for all of us. Because when you can tap into that energy, it's like the universe responds to that, and then you are like wide open to receive and collaborate, and things are going to start coming into your life that you may not even have realized if we have kept those walls of resistance so high. Like the collaboration and collective learning with other women, and I'm not saying like you have to do this with every single person, hold your boundary and know like who is for you and who might not be for you. That's a completely different episode. But really lean in and figure out what's in alignment for you. And that's really what I love most about the containers that I'm able to host. And I'm able to bring in other experts in their area to serve these women. Like I am not an expert at anything, at like everything. And I don't claim to be. And that's one of the most beautiful things about these containers is I love to welcome in other women who are experts in their field, because they're going to be able to deliver a message, not only to me, but the women who are in these containers and these experiences in a completely new way, which then opens up their horizons, which then creates new connections. And do you see how that works? Like how that chain of events works? It's like, boom, boom, boom. Everyone's open to receiving and support. And it just opens up an energetic field and frequency that's going to lift the collective whole of who we are as these change makers. It is so, so freaking powerful, right? Really understanding, like, are you open for feedback? Are you open for growth? Are you open to these types of things without shutting down initially, right? Like, I've had to work through that a lot because I have this thing where like, ain't nobody gonna tell me what to do, right? Like that's been my attitude for a really long time. And when I started to notice these things, when resistance would come up, I'd be like, okay, let me get a little curious here. Like I'm talking, you know, through it with my therapist and I'm like, all right, where is this coming from? And how can I start to work with this part of myself and not just initially shut it down? Because there's a whole other area of expansion and infinite possibilities if I'm just able to look and reflect back within, because there is like so much available out there and I'm the one that's shutting it down. And sometimes you might not even be realizing that you're doing it. And that's when the awareness comes back in. Like this entire masterclass that I taught was a lot around a lot of awareness. And that is just really getting familiar and open and honest and not allowing yourself to continue to co-sign your own BS, which is something that we all love to do because it's really comfy and familiar, but creating a level of awareness within that you're able to start integrating better questions and more tools to now start working somatically within. Because if we're constantly operating from go, 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 competitive, 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 comparison, 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 it's a really rigid energy that may be bringing your frequency down and you just might not be realizing you're doing it. And in this masterclass, I talk very much in depth about so many of these tools that I really think are beneficial for women who are really these change makers in society right now. You're able to come together, you're able to collaborate, and I will be completely honest, I share this in the class as well, that most of my deep female friendships, like the really close friends that I have gotten to know like on a soul family level, they have come from masterminds or retreats. Putting myself out there, getting really curious when things pop up, I'm like, ooh, that's a little activating, or ooh, there might be a trigger, or oh, there's that resistance. Really getting curious around these things, because I know on the other side of that is so much damn expansion that like my body can't hold it until I clear out some of these resistance, like some of the resistance that's in there. Like I can't move forward until I start working somatically, breath, sound, and movement with the tools that I have to clear some of the resistance and allow room for expansion, because the universe knows that I can't hold it yet. And once I started doing that, like I'm not kidding, I put out there at the end of 2022, I'm like, I think I want to go on a retreat. And I don't know who it's going to be with. I don't know where it's going to be. I know it's going to be a women's retreat. I'm thinking like a little bit of business, a little bit of spirituality. Like, I don't really know. Within the next 2 weeks, I listened to a podcast, and this was from an author and somebody that I followed on social media. And I listened to her podcast. At the end of her podcast, she talked about this retreat. And I'm like, holy shit, there's one spot left on this retreat. So what did I do? Immediately got off the podcast, emailed her, and then got on a call the next day and booked the last spot. Since then, since 1 year ago, almost April 2023, I have gone on that retreat, created amazing friendships, actually created a really beautiful relationship and deep friendship with the woman who ran the retreat, got into a container with her. Like we've done so much together now, and like her friendship is so special to me. And without really putting that out there of like, hey, this is really what I'm calling in, and doing the work around the resistance, this would have never fallen in my lap. That's how I look at it. Like, it's the divine timing of it all, because there is a completely different level of expansion I didn't even know was possible or tangible for me until I laid down some of my own shit, worked through it somatically, and then opened myself to be able to receive, which then in turn is like a trickle-down effect of all of the women who come into my community, into these masterminds and workshops. And it's like a direct like flow of this beautiful energy. Oh, it is like one of my favorite things in the entire world. And that's really, I believe, part of my soul's contract and what I'm cultivating and creating in this world is safe containers for women to come together, to put our guard down, to be vulnerable, because vulnerable breeds connection. Like it really does. The more vulnerable you can be with yourself, the more vulnerable you can be with somebody else, the deeper level connection and relationships that can grow from that. And from doing that level of big work in your life, like there is infinite possibility for expansion. And like you might not even know what it is yet until you start to get in like the nooks and crannies of your own stuff. And then you get to work through this simultaneously being mirrored like back to other women. And when you're going through something, you're able to pour into somebody and she's able to pour into you. Like the energetic exchange is huge for me. I don't put myself in rooms where I know I'm going to be completely depleted when I leave that dinner or event or whatever it might be. Energy exchange, like having an equal, unless it's, like a, if I'm coaching somebody or something like that, I know the exchange is going to be different, right? Because I'm providing a service. I'm their coach. I'm their mentor. That's different. That's my job. And I absolutely freaking love it. But if I'm at a dinner or an event or something, or I, whatever it is, I get an invitation and I know the energy exchange isn't going to be equal. Like there's going to be potentially some low frequency vibration things happening, and I just need to protect my peace. Like there's got to be an equal, even energy exchange there. And that's part of my soul's contract, I believe, is to create that space for women in retreats and masterminds and small group containers. And that's what I've been able to do. I feel like being able to talk and get really close with a lot of these women who come into my world within the last 3 years. And that is what's coming up this spring. That's what's coming up this spring, April 2024, baby. I am, I should say, opening a completely brand new mastermind called the Quantum Woman Mastermind. And we're going to be together for 10 weeks. We're going to be in a sisterhood group chat. Like when you get off of these calls, like if you've ever been a part of a call or a program or whatever it might be, when you get off the call, usually you're like hyped and ready to go. And you're like, I got to share all these things with somebody. And you might not have that person. Now you're going to have like a bunch of new besties to be able to share these things with, to be able to share your breakthroughs with, to be able to ask deeper questions to be able to receive from, and to be able to give. We're going to have a a one-on-one call. We're going to have 10 small, they're going to, this is an intimate group. I am telling you, this is an intimate group of women that you're able to have like X amount of new besties. Truly, I have seen best friendships come out of masterminds and small groups that I've ran. And I've actually created some really amazing friendships and relationships with these women. This is like, I've never offered this mastermind before. It is filled with completely new codes, new downloads, new information that I've awakened to within the last year. This is the very first round and group of this mastermind. Like, we are truly activating ourselves into this quantum leveled embodied woman. And we're going, like I said, the last couple episodes, we are going balls deep. Like, we're going into even deeper levels of embodiment, presence, working somatically, individually to be able to move your block and stuck energy that you might be feeling, like stagnant energy you know is not yours. You're holding on to shit that is not even yours. We're going to be able to move through that energetically. Really diving into and unlocking your intuition, your inner wisdom. We're going to get into magnetism of like your own energy. If you're creating something into this world, there's going to be a bonus business call. If you are launching or creating something, how we're going to be able to create sacred spaces and rituals, joys, gratitude, pleasure practices. Like, we're getting into the depths of it all, right? As you can tell, I'm really freaking pumped. Like, this group chat is going to be popping. I will just tell you that the swag is going to be next level because that's one of my favorite things to do. It is really going to be like your soul sisters coming together. I've opened the doors just to the Quantum Women Challenge ladies, and spots are already filling. So this will be available the day this podcast comes out. The doors will officially be open. And if this is something that is like pulling you, where you're like, oh man, like I've been looking for signs, the signs are signing, like I'm hearing it, I'm seeing myself, like this is something that I'm really curious about, please head over to Instagram and DM me Quantum Mastermind, and or just DM me Mastermind, or just DM me, hey girl, like I don't care. I don't have any automated things coming back messages. It's me in there. So just DM me if you're interested, if you heard this podcast and you are ready for your next level expansion, like moving through that stagnant energy. If you are creating something in this world, or you're wanting to show up as a more aligned, true version of yourself, like you know there's something out there, but you're just stuck, like you're doing the work. This is where so many women are. You're doing the work, quote unquote, the work, like you're on your journey, you're in it right now, but you're not fully starting to embody it and feel the traction of the work. You're doing things on paper, but you're not feeling it in reality. This is going to unlock so many codes and aha moments for you. Like, it is going to be straight fire. And that's all that I have to say about that. Actually, I have a shit ton more to say about that, but that's where I'm going to leave it right now. So if this is something that you're like full body, I'm feeling something, I'm feeling the pull, get really curious. I will help you work through that resistance. Maybe it's me, right? And you're like, oh girl, activated me here. Or maybe I'm activating you in the best way. This is what we're going to be able to do together. Like, this is the most vulnerable, open space. I get really open in these containers. Like, truly, I share things in there that I don't share on the podcast, and how I've actually started to activate my own life and move these blockages and remove this energy. And we go, it's very intimate. So I will just say that. So if you are ready for your own quantum activation and your next level of who you are in this next season of expansion, please, please, please reach out and DM me Mastermind, and I will send you all of the information because the spots are filling. Once they're full, they're full. And then that's all she wrote. I don't know. That's all I got for you today. But I truly hope I am able to sit in sisterhood and sit in this circle with you, because this is just one of my favorite things to do in this entire world. So I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If anyone you know would love to hear this message today, please send it over to them. And I hope you guys have a beautiful week. Hey, Quantum Queen. Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. If you love this show, please make sure you've subscribed and that you've left us a rating and review. It helps get the show out to more activated women just like yourself. And if you really want to continue the conversation outside of the podcast, come find me over on Instagram at Mallory Campbell, and make sure you're following the show at Permission to Activate. And if you really want to go deeper, head on over to themallorycampbell.com and subscribe to my email list, where I share weekly energy drops right to your inbox every Sunday. See you on the next episode of the Permission to Activate podcast.